Anyway, I started work at Roche on the 1st of September 1952. I was in the digs for a little while, but we were offered this existing, the old part of the house, by the Development Corporation November. And so we moved in as tenants of the Development Corporation.
As did many other people.
And we've lived here ever since. But we bought it and extended it and grew up, brought five children up in it. And anyway, so I started work then, and the rather interesting thing I discovered was that in connection with writing that article, I'd made some notes of my own years ago now as to what it was like when I first joined, and I only discovered this quite by chance.
Oh, wonderful.
I thought that it gives me a more accurate time scale, because that tends to disappear over all the years, because it was, after all, a very long time ago, 60 years ago or more, that I was started work there. At the time, the research department, and most research places that I looked at were all quite small. There was nothing large on the sort of scale you get these days. Mm. And there were two chemistry labs. If you look at the... you haven't got... It's in the building that runs parallel to Broadwater Road and at right angles to the one with the spiral staircase.
Oh, yes.
That building is number one, and then the ground floor was building, a bit beyond that was building two, which was sort of dispatch. And then at that time, there were the top two floors of building three were chemistry labs. There were just chemistry labs in that building, and they were quite small. There were two teams. Dr. Morrison, who was the director of research, had an office on the second floor. There were three PhD people working there. They were actually still working for their PhDs, one from London and one from Cambridge. I don't know where the other one's from. Another chap who was Dr. Morrison's assistant, who was just a graduate, but he was beginning to work for a PhD as well. And then on the other floor was Dr. Morrison, Dr. Cohen, the deputy director, and there were two of us on that to begin with. There was Dr. Heath Brown, who was had been with them for several years, and I joined because somebody had actually left the research about the same time that I wrote in out of the blue. See, so it saved them bothering to find anybody who wanted to come.
Indeed.
The assistant director had an assistant chemist working for him, and that was the chemistry. We each had two assistants, technicians working with us.
Right.
And that's how it was. There was a small pharmacology department, which was over looking from Broadwater Road in the far right-hand corner, almost next to the film studios.
Right.
Because we were, of course, right next to where the film studios were in those days, and there was still a little bit going on, I think. And they just had a wooden hut there, and they had just guinea pigs and mice and rats to work with. And there was one pharmacologist with an assistant of one or two technicians, and they bred their own guinea pigs and rats and mice. And it was a rather a primitive setup.
Yes.
But the thing that struck me about Roche quite early on was that it had a feeling of a family.
Mm.
It was small. I mean, there were only less... I shouldn't think there were more than 100, 150 people. I'm not sure of the figures on the site. The works manager... Alan Emlyn, who later on became the company secretary, he was in charge of the production. There were two production units on the site, one for vitamin A and one for vitamin C.
Mm-hmm.
Very small scale stuff, but it was the buildings that you can probably still see from the road. I don't know that they've been knocked down yet. I'm not sure.
You may be right.
Yeah.
It's such a bit of a mess.
Two buildings, and about that time, a new building was being set up for process research, which was examining the way of developing the laboratory scale into the production scale. Mm. And that was run by Dr. Hindley, who had been a member of research and had been and spent quite a while in Switzerland subsequently, and then came back to set up this process research department.